The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
There we go.
Oh my gosh.
The Tooies. You ever play Banjo-Tooie, dude? That
was a fun game. I played Banjo-Kazooie.
Banjo-Kazooie? I never played, but Banjo-Tooie, I did play. Mm.
You played the sequel, but not the original quel. Interesting.
Mm.
Bruh.
I'm definitely not looking up CIA terminology right now to try to figure out what my thing's going to be.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you don't really need to know any terminology for this one, but Squabbert, I understand you want to make an announcement to start this pod off.
Oh, yes. This is news to Jack. Jack, you haven't heard this yet. So the announcement is, I want to give a humongous big shout out to our Patreon patrons, because they quite literally are keeping the lights on for this podcast. You guys rock.
True.
We got a bill for our website. Comes once a year. It costs a pretty good amount of money to keep running. And me and Brent were like, oh, well, let's check the monies and see what we got for our brain boggled funds. And it was literally the exact amount.
Whoa.
We're actually still in the green. $2.
Yeah, we're in the black, baby. We're up. Your boys made $2 this year.
Oh, we made $2 profit the whole year. Let's go. God.
Heck yeah.
We might be up. We could split a milkshake, boys.
So yeah, this is the first year we've ever actually been able to keep the lights on per se due to you people listening to the show. You are brought to you by viewers like you. So I just wanted to say a big thank you from the bottom of my boggly little heart. And on behalf of all of us, thank you guys so much for listening and supporting, because that felt really good. Honestly, it was cool. Wow, this feels a little more
that
legit.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't sweating shit. Who's Venmoing who today?
We're going to text Jack. We're going to split it three ways. up until today, we've been paying everything out of pocket.
Yes.
For ourselves. So it's been, it's been a journey, but thank you so much to our patrons. Yes. And another announcement, ding, 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 ding. The store is back up and running.
Whoa.
Yay, we finally did it.
Yeah, it's a different store, but it's still a store.
It's still there.
This one's arguably better, but so go check out our new store. We get some sweet hoodies. I actually really want one of them. It's like a hot pink magenta. And I've been thinking about getting it myself, but I don't know. So go check that out. It's at our website, brainboggledpodcast.com, which is brought to you by you.
By you.
Anyway, that's all my announcement.
And you. And you. And you. And you. Yo. This is the Brain Boggle Podcast. We're
shots
doing
and
a
shots
rap.
Shots and shots and shots. Joe Byron.
We're just doing memes now. I was trying to do a weird Nintendo 64 era video game rap, kind of DK Donkey Kong is here, since we're talking about Banjo Kazooie, and I don't think they had a rap, but I would like to create one for them. But we're not talking about N64 games today.
No, we're not.
We're going to be talking about some weird government programs, some weird CIA experiments. And shit like that. But before we get into any of that, we should introduce ourselves, shouldn't we,
fellas?
Yeah,
we should. Yeah, we
probably
should.
Dude. That'd be a good idea.
Okay.
Well, I am your blown cover bee, Bobby.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that great.
I am your J. Edgar Hoover. Jack.
That's good.
Them Hoover boys. Damn Hoover boys at it again. Jeez. You would think I would have come up with something by now.
Yes. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we would think that.
Hi. Oh boy, wait until you hear this one.
This better be good.
This better be good, Brent. Come on. Come on, make it
together. I thought that was your thing.
No.
I'm your better be good B.
Yeah, I'm your better be good B, Brent, because man oh man, this episode put together at the last minute, guys. I am so sorry.
Yeah, but a quarter of Brent research is still better than Bobby and Jack research, so it's
fine. Stop it. You boys have grown so much over the years. Aww. So much. I mean, remember when we literally just had like a tab open on Google Chrome and we were just shouting in the middle of a room?
Oh my god, the good old days. That was fun. I was in some random room in the UConn library.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was weird. Oh yeah, when we had to do like
yeah, we had okay, a few episodes
okay,
like
so
that,
Brent,
huh?
Brent was talking about when we used to record all together in the same room long ago. But yeah. Jack was referring to the listeners this really brief period where like before COVID, where Jack was at UConn and we were doing like me and Brent were like in person, mm-hmm. and we were calling Jack through like what must have been Zoom or something or Google Hangouts.
Yeah, we were using.
And we had
I think
two episodes where you had to go to like the library, Jack, and like check out a room to like
yeah,
record.
It was like three or four of them. I want to say.
Yeah,
it was.
A
few of them. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And we had to like log into like a weird like UConn website to download like the
yeah,
audio file.
Yeah, because it would record. I would record on UConn. Like software, and it would like auto send to its like this like cloud thing that UConn used. It was so strange.
Oh man, we've had a long journey. We're almost going on 3 years of this podcast now.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I know. It's wild, man. It's wild and crazy.
What else is wild and crazy, Brent?
You know, some weird CIA. See, some weird CIA shit is weird and wild and crazy, Bob. So. I'm sure you've all heard of, I think we maybe did an episode about things like MK Ultra, your Project Paperclips, if you will. Some like pretty well-known CIA weird psyop-y type shit that's gone on throughout American history. We did an MK Ultra episode, right? Am I incorrect in believing that we did that? I can't remember
We have so many episodes. Yes, I believe we did do that one.
I believe it was even a Jack episode, if I'm not
was
mistaken.
Was it? No
but,
way. maybe.
But
I don't know. We don't really. Yeah, we'll have to listen
I'm
to
not
it
gonna,
to find out.
I'm not going
to
fact check it. I'm not going to fact check it.
I already did. I have the answer. I have the answer. Yes. We did do an MKUltra episode.
Wow!
And I don't know who did it, but I'm not.
Who did
look
the one? Okay, who did the one before and after it?
I don't know. I just googled it.
What were the topics before and after it?
I can't see it because I'm just. I
right,
it just
whatever.
Brought me
we're
to the one
on.
Episode.
We're moving on.
Yeah, let's move past it.
We are moving on, but we're not talking about those today. We're talking about some lesser known ones and maybe even some lesser known but more weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first one I want to talk to you today about is something known as Project Acoustic Kitty.
Ooh,
this sounds
Project
like
Acoustic Kitty.
Sounds like an Austin Powers movie or a Spy Fox game.
Yeah. Oh, Spy Fox was so good.
Dude, I love Spy Fox.
I loved Spy Fox.
I had dry cereal. Project Ozone, I think it was called.
Dry cereal was my favorite one.
I can't remember anything.
You have to explain yourself, boys. I don't know.
Okay, so
reference.
Brent, have I ever told you about like the Pajama Sam game that I used to play when I was a kid?
What was the company that made it?
Humongous Entertainment.
Oh, Humongous Entertainment. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So there was.
They made
like,
Freddy Fish.
They made Freddy Fish, Putt Putt, Pajama Sam, Spy Fox. There was probably some other one that
Putt
they
Putt
made.
Putt Putt saves the zoo. Putt Putt saves the zoo. I loved those games. I would go every day after school. I'd go on my computer and play these games for hours and hours.
Yeah,
on
these
end.
Were like people around me and Bobby's age. Like everyone had these games. Mm-hmm. Everyone would
backyard baseball.
Yeah, well, Backyard Baseball were the other was that other
sort of company that that was the other ones that everyone else had. It was there was the Humongous Entertainment series, there was the Backyard series of games, and then there was the Tycoon series of games.
Yes, the
Tycoon. You had like your hospitals tycoons and your roller coaster tycoons. And your Zoo Tycoon. Zoo Tycoon was my jam. I played the heck out of Zoo Tycoon, and Putt-Putt and Backyard Baseball were the three that I played.
Man, we are so off the rails right now. Thrillville off the rails. Tycoon.
Listen, I'm fine with it because the content is thin this week. let's pad the numbers, boys.
Project Acoustic Kitty.
Oh, yeah. Can I make a guess as to what it is?
Yeah. Tofi, awesome, right. Guys. Go for it. What do you think this thing is about?
All right. Project Acoustic Kitty, I would have to say, is about a woman named Kitty. Mm-hmm. And she really needs a new guitar.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I really did not do a very good job with that, Brent. Go ahead.
At first, I thought you were going to go down an Arrested Development tangent and talk about Kitty, the receptionist.
Oh.
See, that's interesting.
Say goodbye to these.
I was also getting that it centered around a woman. Just because I get that. Because I feel like this is like the CIA in the 50s. We're like, this is Project, you know, this is Project
Honeypot Kitty Cat.
Honeypot Lipstick, you know, where we're gonna see how long it takes a hot lady to get information out of a guy. And it was like, I don't know, this just kind of seems perverse.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting it's giving very much, to say what the kids say, it's giving very much like young woman, like some kind of like, oh, like there's this like young woman involved. I don't know why, but I feel like that's something. Anyway, Brent, I want to hear.
All lovely guesses, boys, but this one's actually extremely literal.
So this again, I'll link off to this.
I'll make a brain bloggled. You guys can check out on brainbloggledpodcast.com with links to the articles that I'm sourcing this from, because I'm basically going to, some of the stuff is going to be directly read from articles, in case you're wondering why the language is a little more stylized than normal. But the CIA loves having top of the line spies, and they'll do what they can to transform you into a top-tier spy if they choose to hire you. The best spies are the ones you'd never expect. And that's why the CIA had, at one point, decided to recruit house cats.
Wow.
Oh, so who doesn't love a house cat?
Exactly. And who suspects a house cat as being a spy? So, the documents revealed that each house cat was given an antenna surgically implanted into their tails.
Okay.
Microphones snuck into their fur, and batteries to power the gadgets in their bodies. One quote-unquote prototype spy was let loose and was promptly hit by a car. The $20 million project got shut down afterwards, since they probably realized that cats will never do anything that you try to make them do. So basically the project was they surgically implanted microphones and antennas into cats
That is very CIA though. A lot of, when was this? Do we have a time frame on this at all?
The article didn't provide a time frame. I believe most of these are taking place between the 40s and the 70s.
That's a safe bet.
Oh my god. Okay. I know, Jack, you don't like Rick and Morty. But this reminds me of a great like bit from Rick and Morty that they do, where like the president of the United States has all this really weird, bizarre technology developed by the CIA. So like Rick has all this technology that he's created that's like super efficient, like a shrink ray, where like he points a gun at himself and it's like whoop, goes down and shrinks, and his clothes shrink with him. But like the U.S. government, their version of a shrink ray is like these giant, like convoluted, like columns. And he walks under, and it shrinks just him, but not his clothes. And so he has to, like, I don't know, it just reminds me of that, like, this really, like, ratchet, like, horrible technology. Yeah. Like, you could just make, like, a drone or something. Like, some kind of technology. But, like, of course, the CIA would, like, put an antenna in a cat. Like, that's just, like...
It was in the 1960s, like, so, apparently. I looked it up.
Oh, my God.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, my little tangent's over. It just reminded me of that Rick and Morty bit.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob. Yeah, never bring up Rick and Morty again. How about that?
I know. You said that last time I brought it up, too.
No. That's good. That's fine.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
I've been thinking about maybe watching Rick and Morty, but no, just kidding.
Oh,
just kidding. Never
do that. Just kidding. Got you, Bob. Just kidding. Got you. It's just like, I just need to know, like, if this is the idea, if these are the ideas that are getting greenlit, you know, like what are the ideas that are coming up with that they're like, no, we're not gonna commit $20 million to that.
It's a bridge too far right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Acoustic listening cats. Okay, well, $20 million. All right, you got it. Okay. but what, where are they drawing the line?
I don't know if they have a line, if we're being honest. Like, there's some things that I didn't include, like, in this particular episode. Like, there was one, I don't remember the exact name of the project, but it was basically a project where they were trying to figure out if they could, like, spread killer diseases through fleas. So, like, they found this desert and just released a bunch of guinea pigs in the desert and then, like, airdropped a bunch of fleas with, like, some disease in them to see if it would infect the guinea pigs. Like, outside of, like, a town in, like, New Mexico or some shit. Just like, yeah, let's just airdrop a bunch of infected fleas on some guinea pigs and see what happens.
Okay. That is
I hate it.
You know what is... you know what's so funny when you said that? When you said guinea pigs, my immediate thought was... That's strange that they used guinea pigs as test animals when the slang for the for a test animal is a guinea pig.
It's guinea pig. I had the same thought. That's so funny. Because I thought there would have been like a rat or something.
Yeah. But... Like it's like lab mice. Like you think of like rats or mice, but like...
Yeah.
No, it's like, oh, when you say guinea pig though, you instantly like think of like, oh, a test subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like but, if but you were to actually
when you actually see...
Yeah, because if you were to actually do a test on a guinea pig, you'd be like, oh, that's inhumane.
Yeah, that is weird. Like, guinea pigs are pets. They're not lab rats. But we use the term guinea pig.
They're not gross, ugly, dirty rats, dude, that aren't pets.
Yeah.
Now, we probably have a listener or two who has rats as pets.
Yeah, actually, so probably have 12. Don't you have one friend for sure who's like has pet rats?
Yeah.
Like,
if that one friend who's if they still listen to the podcast, then they are very. I'm just joking. Rats are very nice and not dirty.
Our podcast is definitely popular among women who own lizards.
Yes.
Shouts out to I can't remember his name.
Chris Fleming. Oh, Brent, I got to show you a good one that I found the other day. Before it was like from way before we used to like watch them together, but it was it was like Chris Fleming like on being in your 30s.
Yeah,
and the whole thing was just him going. So how long are you in town for? Like in different positions, just like so. How long are you in town for?
I can't relate, dude. I'm not in my 30s.
You will someday, Jack. You boys will someday, but
dude, Bob's already the man's like a genius. 30. Might as well be 35
already. He's getting there. Mm-hmm. Man.
He voiced, did I tell you guys he voiced a character in one of the new Adventure Time HBO
I saw that.
Specials.
I saw that on Twitter. Yeah.
He voiced the in the last one, he voiced Death's son, who was he voiced New Death.
Rising up the ranks.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
The man's a genius. Follow him on Twitter. He has some of the funniest, just like offhand, like Twitter rant videos that you'll ever see. They're amazing. if only for that content, you should follow him for that.
Not as amazing as the CIA.
Yeah, let's move on to another weird CIA project. So we've discussed deepfakes.
Yeah. Deepfakes. We had a whole episode about it.
Yeah, we did a whole episode on deepfakes on this episode. Well, let me tell you about the original deepfake, which was a project created by the CIA known as the X-rated film project.
Okay.
Oh, God. So, again, this one's straight from the article. So, when the CIA wants to depose another country's military leader, they will often go to insane lengths to do so. It's been known for a while that the CIA has played a role in a number of South American coups, but what happened to former president of Indonesia, Sukarno, was just a little bit stranger than most of the other plans they had. Mm. So, rather than just arming rebels like they did in South America, the CIA decided to publish an X-rated skin flick featuring Sicarno. Sicarno.
What is this, from the 70s?
Yeah. Yeah. Like a porn with a lookalike of Sicarno in Indonesia. So basically, they've made a porno with a guy that looks like the military leader and released it in.
Wow.
Why don't we do that nowadays, man?
Like, you gotta be kidding me.
With real deepfakes. I mean,
that is actually hilarious.
It's going to start happening if it hasn't already happened yet, but.
Yeah.
That is so. Was it successful?
Well, the idea behind it was that it would show the leader in a quote. The idea behind it was that it showed that a quote, woman had gotten the better of Sicarno. I'm not exactly sure what they mean by that.
What the heck does that mean?
I guess let your imagination run wild. Okay. A woman got the better of him.
Oh, man.
In this particular porn.
In this particular skin flick, the woman got the better of him.
The kitty got the better of the man.
Yeah. Are we sure this isn't Project Acoustic Kitty?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so apparently the work was made, but it was never publicly released.
Wow. So it's out there somewhere.
So the it work exists. Was made. It was made. The work was done.
Yo, catch us on next time when we...
This is true art, boys.
We put
this
in the work. True. We toiled. My art.
Work of art.
What is art if it is not seen by an audience? Yo, catch us next time as we watch the Indonesian president skin flick on next week when we talk about lost media. If anyone can find lost it media. And send it to me, send it to brainbogglepodcast@gmail.com. We will pay you. Jack Lachine. I'm not going to drag Bobby and Brent to this, but I'll pay you $12,000.
But what if it's a deep fake? Of the fake.
No, it's got to be a real copy of the fake video.
it's got to be a real copy of the original deepfake of
$12,000. I will pay up to $12,000.
Listen, before you blow your whole budget here, Jack, you should know that this is not the only time they tried to do this. The CIA tried to do this again with Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. But again, also, these ones were never released to the public. I swear there's just like a dude at the CIA who has a very specific kink.
Yeah.
Filming leader lookalikes.
Hear me out.
Pegged.
Hear me out, boys.
No, yeah, they're like, and Jonathan, and they're like, all right, does anyone have any, we need to destabilize the country again, boys. You know the deal, but the public.
Okay, I know it didn't work last time.
Jonathan,
but.
No. Jonathan, put your hand down. We're not doing it. And Jonathan, and stop calling them skin flicks, dude. It's weird. It's creepy. All right? Dude, it would just be so bad.
Skin flicks.
Okay, I will pay no more than $12,000 for either one of these. Mm. I will pay...
Yes, any of the three.
I will pay less than... I will pay equal to or less than $12,000.
I hate the term skin flick because it's like it's not only an action, but it is just a terrible, terrible.
Bob, come on! I didn't even think of that.
It's like an innuendo, right? It's like double meaning kind of thing.
A double entendre. I never sort of picked up on that potential double meaning until you literally say it just now. I'm like one of those weird ones.
I'm less into double entendres and I'm more into triple entendres personally. That's just
layers upon layers.
Is like there a third version of skin flick that you can?
The triple entente was like, I'm pretty sure it was like a group of allied countries in World War II, I think, or one. Mm. I think it was like France, Spain, and England, or something. Mm. I can't remember. I don't know. But it just whenever I hear the word double entendre, I think of triple entente. I need to look up what that
That's
was
fair.
Now.
Man.
Allied forces in World War I. The Triple Entente describes the informal understanding between the Russian, the French, and the UK. for World War One. They fought. Yeah, and then Russia's now threatening nuclear war. You guys see that clip? Did you guys see that clip of Putin threatening, talking to the UN, threatening the UN? Not to scare people, but he was like...
Was it a skin flick?
No, it was not. Unfortunately, it wasn't a skin flick, but I think the CIA is probably, as we speak, recording one of Putin probably to destabilize Russia because of this. But Russia like went in front of the UN and was like, the desires of NATO and Ukraine are and Russia and China are incompatible. If Ukraine joins NATO and they try to take back Crimea, then NATO will be pulled into a war conflict with Russia. And he was like, Russia is a nuclear superpower. There will be no winners, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's
fun. It's for good times. It's good times right now. Things are very stable, very chill.
Things are very stable in Eastern
We're living
Europe.
In it. It's a great time to be alive. You know.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So everything is going great.
Let's talk about skin flicks while we still can.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have about that particular one. So unfortunately, we could say skin flick hopefully for the last time this episode.
Yeah, I've said it more than I probably ever should have, but
In my life.
Yeah, gotta be honest,
frankly. And so let's move on to a test or experiment known as the Uri Geller psychic tests. So,
okay.
Uri Geller maybe is a name that you maybe have heard before.
I have heard.
Listener.
Cousin of Helen Keller?
No. Keller, Geller with a G.
There are two people.
So cousins with Ross Geller from Friends.
There are two people
exactly.
who I know who I think Uri Geller is.
Okay.
He was either a Russian cosmonaut or he was... someone who would claim to be a psychic, and he would go on like daytime television and like read people's minds, quote unquote, and do that kind of stuff.
I'm gonna guess it's a girl.
It's not a girl.
It's not. It's a fella, and I'm pretty sure Jack is right. He's definitely a self-proclaimed psychic. I don't remember if he was on daytime television or not, because again, I don't remember. I didn't take down years or anything. Again, very lazy, lazily researched episode.
I think
so. I don't know.
Do you know the great James Randi, the famous skeptic who would debunk psychics? He he debunked Uri Geller like famously, I think, on television one time.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, but, that didn't stop the CIA from trying to do some experiments with this guy.
okay.
So, celebrity psychic Uri Geller was not only a major curiosity among us civilians, it seems. Recently, declassified documents showed that part of the, quote, psychic spying program involved testing out people who claim to be psychic or clairvoyant to see if it's actually possible to have psychic powers. So... knowing about Uri Geller's buzz got the CIA to test him out. The first test that was documented, that the document showed, had Geller drawing images that a different person was drawing miles away. The images proved to be accurate, except for one assistant who hated Geller. What? This sentence makes no sense. The images proved to be accurate, comma, except for when one assistant who hated Geller drew them. I don't know what that means. eventually, the CIA also ended up asking the known psychic to do missions, including things like standing outside of Russian bases to psychically collect intel or to try to destroy their weapons using his mind.
Stop, dude. Stop. That sucks so bad.
Wow. Needless to say, none of those were successful. But
dude, people
sure
are like,
comes
do
up
it.
With these ideas.
People are like, the government's trying to control our brains through chemicals in our water. Meanwhile, the government's telling a fraud to go destroy Russian weapons with his brain.
Yeah.
They're like, come on, dude.
It's like, all right, guys, I have this great idea. I think that we should use ants to unlock doors. We'll train them to go into the keyholes and like push up. It's like, what? Whose ideas are these?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Like, that sounds more logical, honestly, than some of the things that they're doing. It's like, yeah, we'll reward them with sugar, and all of our all our agents will have to do is just keep a sugar cube with them. You know, and then they can put it in the keyhole.
It's actually like, a pretty good idea. Should we join the CIA?
And they're like, Jonathan, this is leaps and bounds from where you've come from, but we still got to do some work.
Why is the image of just like a CIA agent with just some loose sugar cubes in their pocket the fucking funniest thing to me?
They like
and a cylinder full of ants.
Yeah, just jiggling around some loose sugar cubes.
It's like Daniel Craig, James Bond, like rolls up to a door and he reaches into his pocket and pulls. Like some of them have crumbled up and like there's like sugar just pours out a little bit and he's like, perfect, this is what I need. She's just like smushing it into the keyhole.
See, I like to think of Daniel Craig from Knives Out in that scenario.
That would
been
be
my ordeal.
Daniel Craig from Knives Out. Have we ever talked about how that guy's character is just Michael Scott's character from that.
It's been a murder.
That scene.
In Savannah. That is literally what it is. He's just the guy from Michael Scott being the what was the game they were playing?
That movie does have a great line where he's like, and what did we overhear? Well, then, and what did the Nazi child overhear while he was masturbating in the bathroom?
Yeah. That's a great movie.
I saw it in theaters and then I was like, that movie was all right. It was fun. It was a fun movie, but it was all right. And then I felt like I had seen a different movie from everyone else in the world because like the buzz when that movie first came out was so big. Everyone was like, this is the greatest movie ever.
It's an all-star cast.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was a fun mystery.
When I actually watched it, like a couple weeks ago, and they have like, you know, in the beginning of the movie, they're playing the go board. And I was it's a go board. I kind of know somewhat how the rules work now, almost maybe.
No, yeah.
Not
indeed,
really,
not,
though.
Not at all, though. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, anywho.
All right.
So let's, while we're on the subject of psychic spying, let's talk about another project where the CIA attempted to contact Martian shadow people.
Oh man.
Of course.
They're psychic spying.
Of course. Oh.
Oh no.
Okay, of course, of course.
Is this where the character the Martian Manhunter comes from?
Probably.
I don't know what that is, so I'm gonna say yes.
You know
definitively
Martian
yes.
Manhunter, Brent?
Brent, he's like the coolest superhero.
He's a DC superhero, dude.
I'm not big on DC. I don't or Marvel. Or superheroes.
He's like a Martian psychic who can shapeshift, basically.
He's like a Martian. Well, no, I think he's more likely just like DC. He's just a Martian. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But yeah, he's not like a super Martian. He's just
he's
a normal
Martian.
Old Martian.
He's the last green Martian, but like not really. Most of the time, not really.
Most of the time, not really though.
anyway.
Let's talk about the Martian shadow people. So, in what may be one of the most bizarre psychic spy missions that the CIA had ever come up with, members of the government group had asked a clairvoyant to help scan a certain location in an envelope. The location, which was not known to the clairvoyant at the time, was Mars at 1 million years BC.
Wow.
Okay, so, wait. So, they were like, in this envelope is a location we need you to guess. And I'm assuming that's probably what they told him. And this guy is thinking he's going to be like, oh, they need me to guess like Paris, France.
Mm.
But
it was Mars at
a million years ago.
It's so dumb.
Here's the thing, though. Clairvoyant accurately described the Martian landscape as it is now and noted that he felt like there were once people who lived there. Upon hearing this, the clairvoyant then was asked to go back, quote unquote, in time via psychic behavior. Here is where things got, but according to the article, here's where things got weird.
Okay.
So
this is where things get weird.
Before that, everything was pretty chill and normal, you know, just vibing out, talking about Martian landscapes, billion years BC.
As you do,
as we're wont to do on this podcast, even. But this is where things start to get a little weird. All right, so buckle up. The psychic said that he was also able to, quote unquote, go back and that Mars was a greenery filled place. And he also described meeting tall, thin individuals who wore strange clothing and lived in a rabbit-worn hive of pyramids.
Okay.
He said that he said that he couldn't discern features and that these beings looked a lot like shadow people to him.
Oh. Okay.
Weirder still, the clairvoyant claimed to have had a discussion with these beings. The clairvoyant revealed that the beings were, quote, ancient people. He then added, they're dying. It is past their time or age. They're very philosophical about it. They're looking for a way to survive, and they just can't.
Oh, my God. Don't even tell me it leads to them being, like, the spawn of humans.
It absolutely does. The beings were worried because of the geological problems their planet was beginning to have. The clairvoyant finally said that many of the Martians were going to go on a, quote, large metallic boat to a new planet covered in vegetation. Could this be Earth?
Could it be Earth? You sound like Zach Bagans, dude. Could this be Earth?
Could I be more of a hack... premise?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man, that is so goofy. I really feel like the CIA was just trying so hard to be what people thought they were.
And, or, like, they have, were like, just, the secrets. Or they just didn't want their budget to get cut, sounds like, honestly. Yeah.
They got money to blow, baby.
We're working on some big stuff. Some real big stuff.
Who is giving the green lights to these absurd topics.
Dude, the government didn't even give the green light for them to finish the Mount Rushmore. Like, the fact that they're giving money to the CIA just to
is
ridiculous.
Is Mount Rushmore unfinished?
Yeah, it's supposed to have, like, their, like, torsos and stuff, too.
Oh.
Maybe a future brain boggled.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about... Isn't El Dorado inside Mount Rushmore?
According to Nicolas Cage... I mean, Benjamin Franklin. Gates...
What's his name? Nicolas Cage, Gates.
Yeah. I may or may not have watched National Treasure 2 like 3 days ago.
Dude.
Wow.
Doesn't the bad guy sacrifice himself to, like, hold the door open?
Yeah, it's like it's the Westworld guy, like the guy with the black hat, and he totally sacrifices himself at the end. It's crazy.
I cannot believe this guy called Ed Harris the Westworld guy.
Well, he's the only thing I know him from, that and...
You're the only thing you know Ed Harris from is Westworld? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. What else is he in?
Listen, I know him as the his wife guy from...
his wife. His wife.
I know him as Mr. Wilford from Snowpiercer. That's probably the first thing I saw him in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Ed Harris has been in everything. He's like one of those guys.
He's been in a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been in a lot.
Yeah, but has he sacrificed himself for the greater good in a lot of those things? I don't think
he
so.
He thought he did in Snowpiercer, but it was actually just narcissism and God complex.
Maybe that's actually what happened in National Treasure 2 as well.
Snowpiercer is a good movie, dude. It's a good show as well.
I haven't seen the show.
The show is good. I'm actually surprised at how good the show is. I was zero expectations going in, but
what is that one playing on?
It's on HBO Max. It used to be on Netflix, but then it got moved.
Okay. Now, is it? There's none of the same characters, right? It's just the same universe.
No. Yeah, it's just the same universe. It's completely. I mean, not even like not same premise.
Gotcha.
It's like it's a different interpretation of the same source material.
Mm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but it's very, very different.
Fair enough.
Anyway, yeah. Enough about Ed Helms. Let's talk about
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms, is that actually who it is? Is it not Ed Harris?
No. Anyway, I was just making a bad joke that I like forgot already who Ed Harris was. But
that's a callback to something that I don't remember if we were recording.
I don't think we were recording, but Brent earlier was like, "Rid it, dude, give me the beatbox and free my soul."
Let me give you
a little a sneak peek at one of the things that you know we're doing for the band. So we're doing like promotional videos where we're gonna like put our music in places where it doesn't belong. Like Alex made a bunch of like King of the Hill ones. And one of the ones that I want to do is like when Andy loses his phone, when Jim hides it in the ceiling, and then the ringtone comes on. fiddle it, it. I want to like play our music like in the ceiling, yeah. And he's. Anyway,
I
that's the sneak peek.
Who has my freaking phone? All right. Well, I got a few more things to talk about here. This next one is not as fun. This one's a little more dark. This one's known as Project 4.1. So, after the U.S. dropped atomic bombs in Japan during World War II, America realized that this wasn't any ordinary weapon. Really? No shit.
Wow.
As a result of the devastation the Japanese suffered from the fallout, the U.S. military quickly became curious about what the full effects of radiation were. So,
after they dropped the bomb.
Yeah. So, coincidentally, this curiosity happened around the same time that America began to build even stronger nukes, began testing them, and occasionally just detonated them for additional data. The majority of the experiments during the 1950s took place on Bikini Atoll, and the surrounding Marshall Islands, which I believe is an island in the Pacific, or a series of islands in the Pacific. I don't remember if it's Pacific or Atlantic. I'm probably wrong.
I think it's the Pacific, if I remember.
Yeah, that's what I think so. I think so, too. Anyway, as the local natives got exposed to the radiation after repeated blasts during these tests, they began to show symptoms of radiation poisoning.
Oh.
Project 4.1 was about cataloging and studying the biological response of humans that were exposed to high-grade nuclear weapons. The government denies it was intentional, but one has to wonder whether that's really the case or not. So basically, they were just like detonating a bunch of nukes outside the Marshall Islands and then just like keeping track of like how bad the radiation poison was to the people there. And
there's no way that's not true. We have to do it for the greater good, so for technology, for science. Like,
yeah,
people, they don't care about like a bunch of people like living off these islands. They don't give a crap.
Yeah. So I mean, it's hard to say whether or not they did it intentionally for the sake of measuring these radiation levels and poisoning or whatever. But they definitely didn't give a shit, and we know for sure that they were, you know, keeping track of like how the nuclear weapons were affecting the people living there. So whether or not it was done with the express purpose of just seeing how much they could radiation poison the people living there, hard to say, but they were definitely keeping track of it. So bit of a yikes, that one.
That one's not too great.
Well, this next one doesn't get much better.
Wait, isn't the Bikini Atoll thing isn't that what SpongeBob is based on?
Ah, Bikini Bottom.
A lot of people say that they think that Bikini Bottom is based on Bikini Atoll, and that they that the fish are supposed to, since there's like real fish and
I heard this theory.
Fish, that they you could do a whole brain bog on this.
Yeah, they were like mutated to be like
That the Bikini Bottom citizens are mutated fish.
Yeah, and that's why they can talk, and that's why SpongeBob is alive. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that before. That's interesting. It doesn't explain like why there's a squirrel down there, but you know.
No, the squirrel is down is an inside agent. Apparently, or something.
Yeah.
Sandy is a CIA plant.
Yep.
There to spy on the residents of Bikini Bottom.
You might say she's an acoustic squirrel.
Totally.
Good one.
Thank you. Callback.
Okay, so this next one is also skeevy as fuck. It's known as the Guatemalan STD experiments.
Oh no, this is not going in a good direction.
Yes. So the CIA has long been known to help create coup d'etats in countries that the U.S. is not fond of. And during those coups, there have also been moments where CIA operatives would decide to do experiments on the local population. One of the most famous examples of this happened in Guatemala about 70 years ago. So Sorry, I got like a stink bug flying around in here.
Yeah,
Bobby,
dude, they're all over the place. I saw them at work today. Ah,
I have one literally buzzing around my head right now.
It's giving me the creeps. If it goes near the mic, I'm going to freak out.
In a bid to find out more information about the spread of syphilis, gonorrhea, and other similar ailments, CIA officials infected several hundred Guatemalans with diseases.
Ugh.
Many of the infected were also encouraged to have unprotected sex with others in order to spread the diseases that they were given. To make matters worse, they weren't told they were sick, and many were mental hospital patients.
Oh, wow.
So they kind of really exploiting some really vulnerable people here, mm-hmm. and getting them to act as like, patient zeros for a bunch of STDs in Guatemala. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Extremely fucked up. Though most did get treatment eventually, around one third of all the people who were infected in the Guatemalan study never were treated for the disease. Many died as a result. And to this day, the White House officially apologized for the study in 2010.
So it's not even like hidden. It's just like pretty much.
No, they definitely did that. They
what?
For sure did that. And they apologized for it in 2010.
Wow. So, that is actually very messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Not much fun to say about that one. Just kind of another big old yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's not great.
I do have one more. I want to end it on a more fun note because those last two were a bit heavy. This one is called the. Yeah, this next one is called the poltergeists in France.
Oh,
so you'd never expect to see the CIA taking a page from Ghost Hunters.
Oh,
but these Bobby's favorite the
well,
Ghost
well,
Hunters
well,
themselves.
I'm more of a Ghost Adventures guy, but Ghost Hunters is a close second.
I'm personally a Ghost Endeavors boy myself.
Oh, thanks, Brent. Thanks, Brent. That's my version.
Speaking of which, I got to see this newest episode.
The Ghosts of Christmas Past.
Is it on YouTube yet?
Oh, yeah, it's on YouTube.
Oh I got to watch this.
Yeah, if you want to check it out, it's called Ghost Endeavors, and it's just me being ridiculously annoying for like 20 minutes.
So the answer is yes, I want to see this. But declassified papers definitely showed that the CIA was interested in ghosts. So around seven
ghosts.
Papers published, ghosts. Around seven papers published by the CIA show that they were investigating or were interested in the phenomena. More specifically, they wondered what was going on with poltergeist activity. In 1980, one particular string of unexplained events that occurred in France got the attention of the CIA.
Mm.
The report read, quote, "The poltergeist manifested itself over the years in well-known uniform patterns. Beds were moved about, pillows and covers were pulled off, locked doors were inexplicably opened, the contents of cupboards were found to be in disorder, objects disappeared and reappeared, sounds were mimicked, penetration phenomena occurred, and so on." I don't know what they mean by penetration phenomena. I don't know if we're talking about some weird...
Sounds like ghost sex.
Is this ghost skin flick?
Like transparency, what's the word where you can go through stuff?
I don't know.
You know, Jack, you must know.
What?
The word of like when you can go through something, like phase, material phasing, whatever. It's a like material phasing flick.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
You got it.
No, I didn't. But so, anyway, let's just move past it. Forget it.
I know what you're trying to say, but I for the life of me cannot think of
I'll look it up.
What? Yeah. So according to the now declassified report, they were going to investigate the source of the high strangeness using electromagnetic fields and other similar tools. However, due to the family leaving this place in France, the investigation was never carried out. So the CIA was about ready to fucking full Ghostbusters, head over to France and be like, we ain't afraid of no ghosts. We're going to fucking crack this cracked his poltergeist. Gotta fucking, you know, get all over that ish. But I guess it never happened because the family was just like, screw this, we're moving.
So. Well, the word is pass through, which is really dumb, but that's apparently what it is.
Really? That's it? Pass through?
Yeah.
I thought it would be like transientient or something weird like that, but it's just pass through.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I kept coming back to the word corporeal, but, you know, that's like, what's the opposite of corporeal?
Roar, squorial? Yeah, close enough.
I don't know. So, yeah. So that's where your tax dollars are going, everybody. So hope you feel good about that.
I absolutely feel great about giving STDs to Guatemalan people. What? That's horrible.
Yep, and putting antennas in cats, and you know, trying to look for Martian life. Yeah. Oh yeah, I get that.
I'm not a cat person, so I get that, but.
Gotta throw an antenna in a cat every once in a while.
Joke. I like cats. I don't love cats, but I like cats.
Cats are fine. They're fine. I'm allergic, so I can't really be around them very much, but you know.
So yeah, they're adorable.
That's what I got. That's what I got for this one. Just some weird shit that the CIA has done over the years.
Honestly, Brent, I'm gonna rate you on that episode. That was a solid 8 out of 10.
That is interesting.
It's like a B. It's like a B minus. It's a B minus.
You know, like despite you saying you were hyping it down, saying you didn't do any research, that was pretty fun. I had a good time.
Well, as long as everyone had a good time, I'm happy for you. And this is not normally the kind of thing I like to do. I usually like to spend more time on an episode research wise. So this feels weird for me. But
you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes.
We had some fun. There were some sclamps. We made some jokes.
We had fun. You know, yeah.
We sang a little bit. You know, we did a lot of different stuff for you. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? No, guys, listen. We've had a long year, 2021. We're recuperating.
I was going to say, long year, 2022, February 22. Yeah. It's been a long year.
It's been a long year so far.
It's been a rough start.
It's been a long month.
But, you know... So that's this episode, I guess. Anything you boys want to add?
No, honestly, I don't have anything. I'm all set.
You know what I want to add? I want to add some food into my stomach.
So on that note, let's do some fucking plugs, boys. Woo! So don't forget to check out that website, brainbogglepodcast.com, where we, as Bobby mentioned, have the new merch store up and running again.
Yeah, we got some cool t-shirts. We got a mug on there, and we got hoodies. More stuff to come. Yeah. But we need your support to justify doing all that work.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Any little bit helps. There's also our Patreon that Bobby mentioned. You can go there if you're interested in that. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of stuff there to check out. And again, it keeps the lights on. It keeps your boys from having to pull out of our savings to keep this damn thing going every week.
Especially with tax season approaching, you know.
Oh boy,
it's nice to not. It's nice to not have to like spend hundreds of dollars to keep a website up. But we need that website up for you guys to go see our stuff. And on that website, you can check out our social media as well.
Yeah, we got to try to do some more memes again because we've been severely slacking there. But you can look at some of the past memes there on the Instagram, at Brain Boggled, or the Twitter, at Brain Boggled Pod. Mm. You could also check the Bloggled that I mentioned earlier. There will be some links if you want to go check out some of the articles that used to source this particular episode, or if you want to go, you know, read up more about these like weird CIA experiments, you can do that there. Mm. That's also at brainbogglepodcast.com. You can email us at brainbogglepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
If you want to give us your thoughts, your feelings, your memes, send us some memes, frankly.
Yeah, honestly.
I need some more memes.
Honestly, make memes for us, of us, and send them to us, and we'll post them on our Instagram. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, we'll tag you. Yeah, give us your handles, and we'll tag that shit for sure.
Yeah, we will.
If you want to make any fan art.
We'll
post that shit, and we'll tag you, and you know, give you your spot in the sunlight, and any of that.
Yep.
Or you could just send me Euphoria memes, because I've been enjoying Euphoria memes
recently. Brent, you're going to need to send me some Euphoria memes.
I literally almost like bombarded you with a bunch of quote tweets last night, Bobby. But I was like, you know, I literally did like the fucking nerdy ass thing and explained memes to Bobby.
Yeah.
At work just the other day. So I was like, you know what? I'll give him a break. I'll send him some more Euphoria memes. Well, maybe on another day.
And then so on top also, of that, the last thing, I don't know, Brent, were you going to say the same thing?
I don't know. Go for it.
I think that you should go rate this episode, this podcast.
Yes.
Go leave a rating on your Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify. It helps the algorithm. Yes. Helps us get more listens, and our listens are going up. Brain
Boggles. The numbers are looking great again.
Heck yeah.
The Mars to see if there's shadow people, because I'm not going to say Brain Boggle to the moon. I refuse.
Yes. Yeah, okay, crypto bro. Jesus.
Brain Boggle to the moon. I said it. Anyway, seriously, thank you guys so much. I know we got a little sappy in this episode in the beginning, but you know, you guys are really keeping us afloat and hopefully rising us up to the top, because that's, you know,
heck yeah, dude,
that's the goal, is to get more people to listen so that we can have more fun, engaging conversations and tell you all things that you never knew before, because now your brain has been boggled. Oh god.
Oh no,
this is awful.
We've gone into our catchphrase era. Oh no.
And now your brain's been boggled.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
See ya.